Let's move on to Paula, who's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 68 years old. I don't take any prescriptions. I'm pretty healthy, except for I have osteoarthritis and Herbigen's nodes. I do take MSM, fish oil, chondroitin, glucosamine, vitamins, probiotics. But my question for you is, what can I do to stall or halt this? It's kind of an embarrassing process. My hands look like they're about 90 years old. I'm living with the pain, but aesthetically, it's pretty bad. Is there anything I can do to kind of stop this or halt this?
Let's see. Are you talking about the Herbigen's nodes right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, too bad that you and I didn't talk years ago, because when I read Dr. John Ellis's book, The Doctor Who Looked at Hands, and I read that thing in the 70s, he told us just what to do about Herbigen's nodes. And as he pointed out, if you get to them quick enough, they'll actually go away. But if you don't get to them quick enough, at least you can take the pain out, even though those lumps are going to stay there on the tips of the fingers, or sort of on the tips of the fingers, the last
right.
joint, I should say. Mm-hmm. Okay, what did Dr. Ellis do? It was so simple, ma'am. He had people get vitamin B6. I'm not kidding. Just vitamin B6. Now, these days, we're upgrading that, because in Dr. Ellis's day, it was not available. But these days, there is an activated form of vitamin B6. Vitamin B6 is one of the vitamins that our bodies need to do another step to before it will work.
Okay.
And that activated vitamin B6 is called on the label of the bottle just P5P. You always
okay.
see that on the label,
mm-hmm.
which stands for pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's the activated form of B6. It's a 50 milligram. And to start with, a person usually needs one twice a day until the pain slowly goes away. But if you've got established lumps, those aren't going to go, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. There's nothing topically I can apply or anything?
Oh, sure there is. There's lots of things you can use for the pain. One of my favorite things for pain is a botanical called Boswellia. It's also known as frankincense, ma'am. You've heard of that in church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Boswellia, and there's a form called AKBA90, which is 90% the concentrated pain reliever. And one can use that pretty much if one needs to and not hurt anything, unless you're the rare, rare person who's allergic to this stuff. I've only encountered that once in about 30 years.
Okay.
But it can happen.
I'm taking BCQ right now. I think it's got Boswellia, curcumin, and quercetin in it. Should I continue on with that?
Well, I would get a small bottle of the AKB90 because since it's entirely the Boswellia, it sometimes does better at relieving pain. If it doesn't, then you can go back to what you got.
Okay. Yeah, it's the pain, but it's more the embarrassing aesthetic value. I've lived with the pain.
Yeah.
I don't like the look of my hands at all. It's really bad.
Well, the other thing,
they look gnarly, and you know, I feel like I look pretty good otherwise, so.
The other thing the P5P will frequently do is make the fingers more flexible over time. There's a condition called trigger finger, which you've probably heard of somewhere, where the finger gets stuck in a certain position, doesn't want to come on out.
Right.
And as Dr. Ellis pointed out, 6 months' worth of P5P and no more trigger finger, it's just gone.
Okay, yeah. All right, and that's at your store?
Yes, we do have it there. It's also available in many other places.
Okay,
now,
great.
You also mentioned osteoarthritis. Is this what you were referring to as osteoarthritis, ma'am?
Well, I have osteoarthritis in my shoulders, elbows, and knees.
Okay, then we need to switch to another topic.
Okay.
And by the way, in your family, do you have any type 2 diabetes?
No.
Okay,
but everyone in my family has osteoarthritis. My grandmother, my mother, everyone had it.
Okay, well, it's really too bad that they didn't work with doctors who had read the work of Dr. William Kaufman from the 1940s, and I'm not kidding. Dr. Kaufman found that he could help people totally control, and I did say totally control, their osteoarthritis within 3 to 4 months. After I read his book, which is in the 1970s, I've asked everyone with osteoarthritis to apply that to themselves, and I have not had to refer anyone at all, ma'am, for joint replacement surgery. None at all.
That's
zero.
Exciting.
Yeah, and all that Dr. Kaufman did is have people use niacinamide in a fairly high dose. Now, that's not niacin. That's niacinamide.
Okay.
And There is a time release form, but it's a very big pill, and many women have trouble swallowing it. Dr. Kaufman found that a 3 gram per day dose, if it was
Okay.
split into smaller amounts, such as 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day,
Okay.
was what it took to do the job. The only reason I mentioned the time release is us guys aren't terribly careful about taking our pills, so if we only have to take one in the morning and one at night, then we do that more often. The ladies are a little bit more picky. They want to take care of their health a little more than us guys do for some reason. And so 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Now, is there any harm done in that? The only time you need to worry about it is if you take that and you start getting nausea. Oops, that's your liver saying it's too much for me, and you
Okay.
got to back it off. But that is about a 1 to 2% thing. I'm not kidding. Out of every 100 people I've treated, it's maybe one or two have gotten nausea and had to back off.
Okay.
So anyway,
So 1,000 3 times a day, and then the PCP. And what was the other thing that you mentioned?
it's P5P, man.
Oh,
P5P.
P5P. Okay.
Yeah. Now
And
the
the other
night,
thing was?
I thought it was just the Boswellia.
Oh, Boswellia. Okay.
Now
Okay.
about that niacinamide, a little bit more, please. And that is, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to start noticing an effect on osteoarthritis. It does take a while, but by the end of the 3 or 4 months, gee, I haven't got any osteoarthritis pain anymore. And that's a 95% thing, ma'am. Only 5% don't respond.
Okay, great. That's exciting. But that won't help with the nodes coming in or anything like that. Those are,
Not a
I
bit.
mean,
That's the
okay.
B6 stops further nodes, but it won't reverse ones the Heberden's nodes. It won't
Okay.
reverse the ones you got, ma'am. I wish.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I enjoy your show every week. It's awesome.
Well, thank you for calling, because what we both did, ma'am, is get all this word out about osteoarthritis and Heberden's nodes and what people can do about it. Thank
Yeah,
you.
thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.